Everyone to the Bullpen Report, part of the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Thompson, at Red Fox Roto online. This podcast brings you bullpen news and only bullpen news every Tuesday and Saturday. This is a Saturday edition. I'm recording on May 3rd. As a Saturday episode, we're going to look ahead at the weekend's free agency bidding and all the pitchers and team situations we may want to target. So let's roll. We'll begin in Arizona. This bullpen has provided a lot of content for myself and others, and this week continued that trend for sure. The big news came a few days ago on Thursday. After a few appearances with significantly decreased velocity, closer Justin Martinez was placed on the IL officially with right shoulder inflammation. He has already had an MRI. As of yesterday, there was no news on the results. Perhaps we'll hear something later today, maybe tomorrow, preferably by the end of this weekend. Whether Martinez is a drop or not will, of course, depend on the nature of the injury and what kind of timetable we can expect for his return. If we're looking at just 2 to 3 weeks, kind of a minimal stay on the IL, I would probably call Martinez a hold. He's a potential top 10 type closer when he's healthy. Now, if we're looking at an absence of a month or even longer, then of course you at that point would consider, you would drop Justin Martinez in like a 10-team league. Most likely in a 12 and even a 15 teamer if you really needed the roster spot and couldn't afford to stash him. Now, in Martinez's absence, we saw Shelby Miller receive the first save opportunity for the Diamondbacks. He converted pretty easily on just 8 pitches, and this was after Kevin Ginkle allowed a home run and labored through the 8th inning on, I think, about 34 pitches. Now, if you're an FTN subscriber and you read my Bullpen Report article on April 23rd, so a week and a half ago, Shelby Miller was one of the save specs of the week at that time. I've talked about Miller on the pod here before, and man, just what a tremendous start to the season Shelby Miller has had. In 13 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed only 4 hits, no earned runs, 1 total run, but that ERA is looking good at 0.00. He's got 15 strikeouts against 4 walks. The whip is 0.59. Obviously not sustainable numbers, but if you look at the past couple of seasons, Shelby Miller had a 1.71 ERA and a 0.90 whip in 2023 with the Dodgers. Last year in Detroit, the ERA was a little inflated at 4.53, but the whip was again under 1 at 0.97. Miller has quietly been a good relief pitcher for parts of now 3 seasons. If this shoulder injury to Justin Martinez is long-term, I could easily see Shelby Miller pitching well enough to keep that closer job for a long time even. Miller is available in 25% of NFBC 15-team main event leagues and 87% of 12-team online championship leagues. So there's a high chance that Shelby Miller is available in the typical home league, a league on Yahoo or ESPN or wherever, and that would make Shelby Miller the week's highest priority addition for those needing saves. I would advise FTN subscribers, of course, look to our own Vlad Sedler's Trust the Gut Fab article for some possible bid ranges on Shelby Miller for this weekend. But I wouldn't at all be surprised to see his maximum bid reach triple digits on the NFBC, where the budget is $1,000. All right, well, that was a lot of time spent on the Arizona bullpen. So let's go to Detroit, where instead of getting clarity like we may have had in Arizona, things just got muddier. On Tuesday's podcast and in Wednesday's written article for the Bullpen Report, I had brought up Will Vest. It had appeared that Will Vest had taken over that closer role in Detroit from Tommy Kahnle. Vest had recorded 3 saves in a row at that time. So, of course, on Thursday, Vest was used in the 6th inning against Houston in what was a fireman situation, 2 outs, 2 runners on. He allowed a few hits, 2 inherited runners scored. So Vest blew the save there in the 6th inning, came back out for the 7th. He allowed 3 more hits and a walk, and 3 runs were charged on his own ledger before Will Vest was pulled. So then naturally, the very next day, Tommy Kahnle comes in, gets a 4-out save. Only Kahnle has pitched since then. It was another clean inning. So, I mean, as of now, it's hard to say again who Detroit's closer is, or if they even have a set closer at this point. But if we think back to the preseason and throughout spring training, you know, we here at FTN and in most other places, we were forecasting a closer committee in Detroit. We expected it to be Jason and Brisky roles. So right now, for free agency purposes, I think both Tommy Kahnle and Will Vest are viable targets if they're available in your league, because saves could be split between them, or we just don't know who might emerge as the primary earner. I wouldn't pay up for either guy, or really right now value one much more than the other. But if I was really forced to choose between them right now, knowing just what we do at the moment, I think I would favor Tommy Kahnle a little bit. It's by a slim margin, for sure. Now, if you already have Kahnle or Vest, you hold them until we know more. I'd only consider dropping one of those two guys for somebody like a Shelby Miller or another regular closer who might have been dropped in your league by an impatient owner. All right, we will now head back to Cleveland, where some more news has come out of the Guardians bullpen, another one that's been keeping us busy. But at least in Cleveland, things appear to be stabilizing again. Emmanuel Clase was said to have been dealing with some shoulder soreness recently. He got about a week off from games. Now, he pitched on Monday, got an 8th inning hold. He pitched again Thursday, got the win after a scoreless 9th inning in a tie game. So Clase was never truly demoted to, you know, like a low leverage situation. And on Friday, he got a save chance. He converted. He did allow a couple of hits and a run, but it was still successful. And over his last 3 innings, since his week-long respite, Clase has allowed 3 hits, just 1 run, 5 strikeouts, no walks. He certainly hasn't been dominant, but he should be safely back in the 9th for at least the foreseeable future. Now, if you'd added Cade Smith for a lot of fab dollars, or maybe Hunter Gaddis for a lot fewer dollars, right now Gaddis is the easy drop. He's probably not going to be involved in saves with Clase and Cade Smith ahead of him. But right now, I would still even say that Cade Smith is likely a drop. If you wanted to or could hold him an extra week, you know, just to be sure that Clase's shoulder is indeed fine, I think that would be acceptable, as long as that roster spot isn't really needed for something else. To LA now. Let's look at the Dodgers bullpen. No issues with Tanner Scott. Don't worry about that. He should continue to receive the majority of safe chances in LA. But whoever the top righty is in that bullpen will hold some value simply because of how many games the Dodgers win and how many opportunities that gives for saves. When Blake Treinen went on the IL, that role fell to Kirby Yates, but Yates blew his first save chance that same day, and he hasn't received another since. Evan Phillips, who we cannot forget started last season as the Dodgers closer, came off the IL to replace Trinan. He immediately got some high leverage holds, and he just secured his first save of 2025 last night against the Braves. Based on how the Dodgers were using Kirby Yates as more of a seventh inning setup man while Trinan was around, I think it's likely that Evan Phillips should now be the favored right-handed complement to Tanner Scott. That job won't generate a ton of saves, but it's worth a moderate fab bid to have Evan Phillips available for your starting lineup when needed. Now, lastly, Zach Agnos has recorded the last two saves in Colorado. Coors Field, of course, is undefeated against pitchers, and Colorado relievers especially can never really be strong recommendations. But if you're shopping the bargain bin for needed saves, you can throw a few bucks on Zach Agnos and just hope for the best. All right, so thankfully not a lot of shuffling of bullpen hierarchies has happened in these past few days since our last episode. But there's one more situation to look at, not for short-term value, but to highlight a young reliever on the rise who could hold some value later this season. That would be Ryan Zephyrjohn on the Angels. So if you stayed up late last night or woke up this morning to check on that Angels-Tigers game, it went into the ninth inning tied at 1-1. You might have been looking for Will Vest or Tommy Kahnle, or, you know, did Kenley Jansen do something? Well, you may have had the unpleasant experience of seeing Kenley Jansen's pitching line. We got a 6-hit, 6-earned-run, 3-home-run kick to the ratios from Jansen yesterday. Now, like most established veterans, one bad outing isn't a risk to Kenley's job. He should be firmly locked in as the Angels' closer, unless these types of outings persist. But ideally, the Angels will look to trade Jansen to a contending team at the deadline this year, and they'll need him to be their closer when that time comes if they hope to get anything of value for it. So his leash should be long. But should Jansen be traded, as would be expected right now, there's obviously going to be an opportunity in that Angel bullpen for the last few months of the year. Now, for most, Ben Joyce immediately comes to mind. It's widely assumed that he's the closer of the future in Anaheim. But as Lee Corso says, not so fast, my friend. Joyce has not shown an ability to sustain health and availability for this Angels club. He missed last season, the end of last season, with a shoulder injury. He's been on the IL for almost a month already this season with, again, shoulder troubles. Just this past week, he had to pause his throwing program because he didn't feel right. This is very concerning for a guy who relies on throwing 103 miles per hour. And it brings into question what kind of long-term value Ben Joyce may hold if he can't stay on the field. So the odds seem to be growing with each passing week that it could be Zephyrjohn as the closer of the future rather than Joyce. This season, Zephyrjohn has 20 strikeouts in 10 and 2-thirds innings against only 3 walks. He's pitched to a 158 opponent's batting average and allowed only 2 home runs in his first 27 and 2-thirds innings in the majors. So this isn't someone we need to add in free agency this week. But Ryan Zephyrjohn in LA for the Angels, that's definitely a name to write down right now and just keep in mind around the trade deadline. Well, that wraps things up for this Saturday look ahead for the bullpen report. So on behalf of myself, Dan Thompson, and all of the FTN Fantasy Baseball team, I'm going to close this out. Thank you for listening.